Considering that doozy of a thunder and lightning storm that smacked a lot of us in the wee hours of this morning, knocking out power to something like 150,000 customers in Michigan, this story got our attention. Turns out when it comes to lightning, Michigan is one of the more dangerous states in the country. Mark Torregrossa is a meteorologist with MLive and FarmerWeather.com. Mark, how do we know that Michigan's one of the more dangerous states when it comes to lightning?
Well, when you look at the number of fatalities from lightning, we're up there. I think we're number 13 in the country, and we're not number 13 in the number of thunderstorms. The reason why is when you look at the activities that people are doing when they're killed by a lightning strike, it's all of the things that we love to do here in Michigan. It's boating, it's fishing, it's camping, and then it's playing outdoor sports. Soccer, amazingly enough, being one of the biggest, most dangerous activities that a person can be doing outside, and then also golfing.
So we really do need to respect this, not laugh about it and go, oh, the chances are slim to none. So it's probably worth reminding us again of the do's and don'ts.
Well, the main thing is it's real simple. If you hear thunder or you see lightning, you should be inside. Because lightning can travel quite a distance from a storm. And in fact, 90% of all lightning injuries and deaths happen outside of the thunderstorm. People say, it wasn't even raining. Mm-hmm. When it starts raining, oh, we don't want to get wet, and we run inside. So before and after the storm are actually very dangerous times too. And it's real simple. Like I said, if you hear thunder or see lightning, it's probably close enough to strike you. You should go inside. You should go inside a house. And if you can't get into a house, you should go inside some sort of sturdy building.
Now, that old game that I remember us playing as kids, where you'd count between the what would we count between the time we'd hear the thunder and see the lightning?
You'd watch for the lightning strike, and then you'd start counting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then you'd listen for the thunder. And that is true. About every 5 seconds, that lightning strike was about a mile to maybe 2 miles away. So, you know, if you see lightning and then you start counting and you count to 15, you know it's about 3 miles away. And then if you see lightning and count and you get down to 10 seconds, you know it's about 2 miles away. You shouldn't be doing that outside, though, because you're already too close to the lightning.
Boy, and I hear you say thunder or lightning. So even hearing thunder, we should get inside. We don't have to. It isn't and. It's or.
Correct, because a lot of times you can't see the lightning. Maybe it's up in the clouds. It hasn't become cloud-to-ground lightning just yet. But it means that there is a thunderstorm around, and there could be a strike. Now, I'll give you a little personal example.
Okay.
This weekend, we took our pontoon boat out on Duck Lake by Interlaken and with the neighbors, and they don't really believe in the lightning thing. And I said, I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to be comfortable out here. And we had isolated storms building around us, and they were dissipating. And I had my head to the clouds the whole time. And then I saw a storm developing off to the east, moving east, and I heard thunder and lightning. I said, we're done. We got to go inside of the cabin. The dogs have to, you know, go potty anyway, so we're out of here. And we left. And that's the way that's what I was comfortable with.
And that's advice you're giving everybody listening. Well, as always, good talking with you, getting weather advice from Mark Torregrossa, MLive, and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome.